Jimmy Carter says he is a conservative Christian who couldn't disagree more with conservative religious leaders. The former president's new book dwells on the line between politics and religion. It's called Our Endangered Values. Mr. Carter came by our studios yesterday. He's 81 now, still with a firm handshake and the famous smile. When he ran for president in 1976, Jimmy Carter described himself as born again. A few years later, he had a meeting in the White House that drove home the distance between Carter and religious leaders who were just then coming into power.
I had been always in my life a devout and committed Baptist. And in 1979, there was an election of a new president of a Southern Baptist Convention who came to visit me in the Oval Office, since I was also a Baptist. And when he left, he said, Mr. President, I hope you'll abandon your commitment to humanism and become a Christian. I was taken aback. He was on the way out. I didn't know what he meant at all. Secular humanism was a phrase with which I was not familiar.
This is the first of many incidents over the years that you recount where it seems that you feel alienated from the leaders of millions of Christians.
After I went home from the White House, I saw the increase of what I consider to be fundamentalism within the Southern Baptist Convention and a division that took place among Baptists. I tried to heal that division. So I stayed in the Southern Baptist Convention as an individual until the year 2000. At that time, they decided to originate a Baptist faith which spelled out their beliefs on what Baptists should accept as our faith. I couldn't accept it personally. First of all, it ordained that women must be subservient. And the second thing was that there had been in previous Baptist expressions of faith the words that the scriptures shall be interpreted by the words and actions of Jesus Christ. They removed that from the statement and in effect said that the leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention will be the interpreters of the meaning of the scripture. So I decided to announce that I would no longer be affiliated with the Southern Baptist Convention.
Why do you think conservatives, religious conservatives, chose the Republican Party?
I consider myself to be a conservative Christian. I'm an evangelical, born-again Christian. I believe in the Bible. I believe that God created the universe. But there's an element of fundamentalism that I describe in the book. A fundamentalist believes I am uniquely related to God, and my own opinions are derived from heaven, and they must be, therefore, right. And anyone who disagrees with me is not only wrong, but inferior. If I modify my positions, I'm violating my faith. So I don't believe in negotiation. I don't believe in mediation. I don't believe in compromise.
Religious conservatives, Mr. President, will say, they'll do a reading of history and say that in the past, the church was always closely aligned with the government in the United States, and that it's only recently that that has changed. What's your reading of the history?
I think recently it's changed. I agree with that. And we've never had a prohibition against saying, you know, one nation under God. We've had that tacit but arm's-length relationship with faith. But to have an entire denomination publicly espouse a political alliance with a political party is something that's anathema to me and unprecedented.
Democrats have also been asking themselves very intensively after losing recent elections if the Democratic Party has done something to drive away religious voters who might otherwise be inclined to look at either party.
I think that has happened in the Democratic Party. I think that's been one of the negative factors recently. I don't believe the average devout believer felt that the Democratic candidates were compatible with them or understood them. When I ran, I felt compatible. I think when Bill Clinton ran, he felt compatible. I think that was lost in the year 2004, but that wasn't a major factor.
Well, let's talk about that factor, though. What's the difference? Is it a difference of nuance? Is it a difference of the way that you speak to people? Is it a difference of the positions that you take? What is it?
Well, it's hard for me to define that because I don't want to be put in a position of criticizing, you know, our chief candidates who I think were just as devout as I am. But I don't think that John Kerry, for instance, felt at ease talking openly and overtly about his religious faith.
Mr. President, I want to ask about one political issue, a religious issue that's also a political issue has been made one that you write about, intelligent design. The idea that there is a higher power guiding evolution and the idea that that should be taught in American classrooms. Why do you think that has become a significant political issue now?
I believe in a superior being, God. I believe that God created the universe. I also happen to be a scientist. I was trained in nuclear physics. And I don't believe that we should mix the two. I don't think there's any need to mix the two. They're completely separable and ought to be kept separate. And I don't believe that there's any incompatibility between them. It's not in my mind.
Why do you think that that issue has come up again at this moment in history?
Because religious leaders have tried to insert their faith into the scientific classrooms of elementary, high school, and college courses. And I don't think that's appropriate.
Getting back to this question of your party and where it's at and where you might think it needs to change, is this just a question for Democrats of the way that they talk about the issues, or have they fundamentally lost key issues that are vitally important to a critical part of the electorate?
No, I don't think it's an incompatibility between Democrats and religion or anything like that. No, I think it's not. I believe that the American people in general, when confronted with the changes that have taken place recently in Washington, are increasingly disturbed. The single issue that's most vivid delineation between Democrats and Republicans is what to do with America's superpower status. Republicans in general believe that we should use our military power to establish America's influence overseas, even if it results to violence. Democrats say we should implement our goals through diplomacy and through compatibility with others through diplomatic means. That's a difference that's more startling between Democrats and Republicans than gay marriage or abortion or any other social issue.
That would seem to be an issue where Democrats lost rather decisively when you look at the numbers on that particular issue in 2004. So how would your party overcome that?
I think a lot of revelations have been made since 2004 about whether the Iraqi war was justified, whether it was initiated under false pretenses. I think increasing revelations about all aspects of the Iraqi war are bringing about a change in opinion among Americans.
Jimmy Carter is the author of Our Endangered Values. Mr. President, thanks for coming by.
I've enjoyed it.
You can hear more from Jimmy Carter, including his interview with Terry Gross, at npr.org.